Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today with another episode with some juice, with some jam-packed juice about things that you can go ahead and apply in your life and just crush it. It's very, very hard. Cool. So what are the main learning points for today? The first one is just kind of like really be very... in a different way, like just really structure your day in a way. If you want to make a lot of progress in a very short period of time, just really structure your day in a way you will be forced to make as little or as less, as few decisions as you possibly can, and just focus the majority of your time on actually making decisions that are driving you forward. Specifically, let's say if you want to just focus on business very, very hard, and then just like start wearing the same clothes every single day. Living in a building where I have access to the gym and like just not be really being forced to travel anywhere else, and like here and there, saving it all the time, not having to travel by car, and just take care of all of these little things. Essentially, that kind of like simplifies everything and makes everything way more straightforward. In terms of owning stuff, many times these things end up owning you, which isn't the best position to be in, to be honest. And yeah, I'm not sure why. Just kind of like, it's very hard for me to even speak right now. Not sure what's happening with my mouth. Just kind of like have a bit of hard time speaking. As far as it goes, the more you do, the better you get. If you want to become better at something, just become the person worthy enough of the results you want to achieve. And that's the only thing that separates you. Like essentially, the grit, the work, the pure amount of volume you do. And not junk volume. The volume that needs to be focused on actually making the progress. And then years. All in all, I guess solidified the vision of where I actually want to get and travel to or move to. That's Dubai. I love the city. I love heat. It's just super nice. There's super nice people there. I love the food. Like literally, it's luxurious. It smells good. Like I love perfumes and stuff. I love Arabian food. All the experiences I've had there were just majestic. It's close to Maldives. There's so many people. There, you can get fly anywhere you want from Dubai. It's super safe, and just literally considering multiple cities at the same time. Miami, the residency in the US is very hard. I mean, the crime rates there. Miami, only downtown is nice. If you go to the other locations, or Miami Beach is nice as well. But like essentially, it's a lot old. It's expensive compared to Dubai. Not worth it. What else? Colombia and just traveling here and there. I mean, for a while, yeah, but other than that, no. Spain might be a thing, but I'm just more interested in going into a global hub. So Dubai seems to be a great place. Bali, I mean, the people there are so chill. I need a place where I'll actually be able to just hit the ground and start running. Dubai. Yeah, I guess like that's it. Not sure if there's anything else. Cape Town, I mean, like, these things, I definitely want to go and visit them, but just literally not right now is not the ideal time to do so, or I just really want to focus on different stuff. Yeah, literally, after doing these podcasts for, like, 120 episodes straight, this one today is the hardest one for me to record. I'm not sure what's happening with my mouth and my entire, like, inner cavity or something, but it just hurts so freaking much to speak. Like, my entire tongue is on fire. I'm not sure if I should be sharing that with you, but literally, it's just pure hell for me to be speaking right now. So if you hear me mumbling, then you know why. Cool. We're going to be approaching the 2,000-hour mark very, very soon, so I'm kind of, like, excited about that. Other than that, it's like right now, I'm still kind of trying to figure out the best way how to split the amount of work that I'm spending on education versus the amount of work that I'm actually spending on practical application. That's the biggest part here. And yeah, just kind of having the courage to go all out and make things happen, that's the main part here. Betting on yourself and just doing all the things you know you should do, but you just don't want to do. I mean, like, it always comes down just to this, just being the person who is worthy enough to achieve the results you want to have. And yeah, literally was thinking about whether I would go ahead and travel a bit more, because even the Miami trip, it's pretty much I'm flying there, I'm gonna be there Monday evening. I'm starting 7 a.m. a conference for 3 days, and then pretty much just some more networking on Friday. I'm just flying back home. So I was thinking really whether I would just go out and check out Dubai. Like, essentially, even if you want to spend a lot of money there, compared to the US, like this is a huge thing. Top star resorts in Dubai versus Miami, like the stuff in Dubai is cheaper, way better in terms of the service you receive. Even the people are more kind, like everything is more safe. I just literally can't compare it even to Miami, because I've been to Miami last year. So yeah, show up every single day, guys. That's the biggest part here. I'm gonna cut it here, I guess. Literally, I had a few more things I wanted to speak about, but it just hurts so freaking much for me to even speak. So I'm just gonna take a rest, take a bit of a off time here right now, and then just come back tomorrow. All the stuff to get done, and let's keep crushing those guys. You're way closer than you think. One last note to add, like, Dubai is such a freaking great city for e-commerce, and just like everything is so welcoming, everything is so well structured. You just go there. You have last year I rented an SRT Dodge there, like 6.6 liter V8 muscle car. It was just like doing some crazy stuff there with a friend. It was just such a great community. Like, we were literally racing there with guys who had Lambos and Ferraris, and just having so much fun chatting together, racing the cars there on the desert and on the Palm. It was just like so much freaking fun. So many nice people to meet. Everything is just so well structured. I mean, compared to here, like for me right now, structure is the biggest and most important component of time. Or essentially, like just having my days structured in a way that I'm actually feeling kind of good, and that I'm able to produce at the end of the day. Like, the type of work and the things that I'm working on will or require me just to be kind of present in the office for majority of the days. But with that being said, like, yeah, just like there are great opportunities for you to move forward. Yeah, it's just like you pick one skill, you master it, and you go ahead with that. Like, literally declutter your life, become a specialist in one thing, and everything else will follow pretty much very, very easy. Yeah, I'm gonna cut it here. Love you guys. Keep crushing it. I'm gonna be back with you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.